Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. On January 11th, we have the first new moon of the new year. So happy new year and happy new moon. So before we get into the forecast for each individual life path for this this new moon, just be aware that this, of course, is a general reading. If you would like a personalized reading where we take a look at your own personal numerology, please book some time with me. My information is in the description box below, and I would love to work with you. This is also a great time, if you haven't done so yet, to get your year ahead forecast and your diamond for your current age. So if you haven't done that, you can do that on my website as well. Again, I look forward to working with you. All right, so let's take a look to see what this new moon of this new year has in store for us. Life path number 5. So this new moon is interesting for you all. You've got some interesting energies you're going to be working with. So new moon, of course, new initiations, new starts, new ideas, new inspirations, taking the initiative, trying something new, taking a risk potentially. Setting your intentions, planting the seeds, all of the things. It's interesting, though, because you're working with 7 energy for this new moon, and you're also going to be working with Black Panther energy, which is interesting because Black Panther seems to come up in a lot of readings lately. So here's the thing. With 7 energy, there's something here that is asking you to go within. There's something here that's like sort of enticing you to sort of go a bit deeper into your own psyche for unlocking some kind of greater self-discovery about yourself. There could be some healing things that come up around this time. There could be some things that unlock within you, that like some gifts even, some new inspirations, new ideas. But this is going to be potentially a time for self-reflection, for not really necessarily going into hermit mode, but slowing down a little bit, falling more into receptivity, not pushing so hard, not sort of being too action oriented. And it can feel a little bit like push pull because you've got this new moon that's like, let's go, let's get started, let's take action. And then you've got the 7 energy that's saying, let's slow it down a little bit. Let's really like tune into how we're feeling and what our body is trying to show us, or, you know, what's coming in through our dreams or our inspirations or our ideas. And can we sit with it? Can we sort of let it marinate for a little bit before we just sort of impulsively, you know, say yes to it and then get started and then burn out too quickly, right? So this isn't really like a combustible type of energy. It's a slow burn with this 7 energy. And it's coming in to say, let's take our time. Let's get to the truth of something. Let's dig a little bit deeper. Let's not try to rush this, whatever this may be. And it can be about, again, really getting serious about what it is that you want at this time on your journey, at this time in your life. What is it that you really want? What do you want to try? What do you want to do? What do you want to continue to build upon? What isn't working? And what is it that needs to kind of be let go of? And with Black Panther energy, this sort of like intensifies this a little bit, right? Because Black Panther is sort of like this stalking energy. It's going to stalk its prey, so to speak, right? And so there's this intensity for just making sure that where it expends its energy is where it wants to. So I do think that with this coupled with 7 energy is really saying, like, you know, stalk yourself a little bit. Really get down to the truth of what it is that you want right now. Like, what's working for you? What feels good? What feels like it's draining your energy? What feels like it's lifting you up and inspiring you? And can you incorporate more of that into your life? Can you build on that? And those areas of your life that are just feeling overly burdensome or overly stagnant or overly restrictive. This is going to be a time to see, and I'm not saying you have to like release it, get rid of it, right? Because we have obligations in life. We have things that we have to take serious, right? That's just part of life, being human. So you can't get rid of those things, but you can modify them to the point where, you know, it's not only serving others, but it's serving you as well. And so I think that this energy is saying, let's look at a new way of doing this. Let's look at a new way of, or let's actually take a moment to just see what do we want to start new this year? What do we really want to, where do we want to focus our energy this year that feels good, that feels aligned, that feels true for us? And explore that, right? Like, don't rush into it. Take your time, but explore it. Go deeper. And yeah, get a strategy, get a plan, get an action plan in place. And I feel like you all had a reading like this similar in recently. I don't know when it was, but I feel like it was about getting like serious or becoming the expert at something. But I really feel like this is going to be an energy that's pushing you to go within and really ask yourself, like, okay, what areas of my life right now am I really happy with? And do I want to continue to build upon? And which areas do I wish were a little bit different? And how can I make an impact on adjusting that, right? Or, you know, managing that to some degree to where I feel better about it, right? Whether it's an obligation that we can't release, but can we shift it in some way? Can we manage it in some way? Can we have the conversations? So I feel like this is a really good energy. It's a couple weeks long, right? It's not a long cycle, but it's allowing you to take the time to really check in with yourself and see, as you start this new year with this new moon, where do you want to invest your energy? What does that look like for you? What feels good? And yeah. And where is your determination lie, right? Is it in creating the life of your dreams, or is it in, you know, is it all over the place? Is it scattered? So interesting energies here, but I do think there'll be a lot about self-reflection, self-discovery, slowing down a little bit, digging a little bit deeper, going beyond the surface layer. This is seven energy of going much deeper. And so you could get some really strong intuitive hits around this time, some really strong psychic hits, dreams. Pay attention to all of that, because it's really your soul kind of coming through, being like, all right, we need to take a closer look at this. So interesting energies for you all, fives. I kind of love it though. So a happy new year. I hope it's a beautiful new moon. Take care. Bye for now.